Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Gary Sinise, who needs no introduction. We all know and love him from Forrest Gump, from Apollo 13, from, you know, CSI, so much stuff. Thanks so much for joining us, sir.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Now, Mr. Sinise is going to be here in town for a bunch of stuff timed with Memorial Day, like you are every year. You're always so great and generous with your time with the troops. It's always a great cause. But first of all, let's start off with the GI Film Fest. It's celebrating its 10th anniversary, and it starts Thursday, May 21st through the 29th. But tell us what you're going to do over at Howard Theater.
Well, we have the 10th anniversary opening coming up on Saturday night at the Howard Theater, May 21st, and I have been involved with the festival going back to the beginning and offered to bring my band, the Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band, to open the festival. So we're going to have a big concert celebration on Saturday at the Howard Theater. You can go to GIFilmFestival.com for tickets. I think there are still some tickets available, but they're going, and we're going to have a great launch to this 10th anniversary season for this great festival.
And tell our listeners, the type of classic hits you guys are going to be playing at that concert. I know it ranges from some older artists like the Stevie Wonders and Springsteens to some newer stuff, Ban Perry, Zac Brown Band, that kind of stuff. Go into some of the set list.
Oh, it's a pretty wide variety of tunes. I started the band to play for the military years ago, and we've done hundreds of concerts. And I wasn't a songwriter or anything like that. I just wanted to play music and entertain our troops. And so we started putting set lists together that would kind of, a little something for everybody. Everybody could enjoy it. So there's classic and there's contemporary and there's pop, rock, blues, country, Motown, there's swing music. I mean, it's
everything.
Kind of all over the map, and there's everybody has a good time at these concerts. We play so much for the military. The day before, we're going to be doing one of my festivals with my foundation, the Gary Sinise Foundation. We put on festivals at our military hospitals.
Oh, cool. That'll be on Friday the 20th, then? That'll be the day before?
Friday the 20th, we're at Walter Reed. That's obviously not open to the public.
Sure.
But it's for the men and women who are serving there, who are going through rehabilitation, the staff members and families that are at the hospital. We do these all over the country, and so we'll be there. And then the following night, May 21st, Saturday, we're opening the GI Film Festival. So I hope everybody comes out. Try to get tickets if you can.
Why? I mean, of all the stuff you do, this has to be one of those annual most rewarding things you've done, more than even the acting or any of that, to be able to go into Walter Reed like that and play just for the guys in sort of a private, close to the public sort of thing. Just why is that always so, special for you?
Well, I've been going to these hospitals for years. My foundation was just launched in 2011.
Okay.
Prior to that, I had the band, and we had done a couple of concerts at Walter Reed, at the old Walter Reed, and quite a number of USO shows and different military charities going back to 2003. So when I started my foundation, I wanted to create something where we could kind of go into the hospitals where people are, can be going through rehabilitation for several years. I mean, and their families are there with them, and these staff members are just, they're dealing with one wounded service member after another, and it can be kind of a long haul. And so, somebody like me coming in with a band, I have my friend Robert Irvine, he's a celebrity chef, he comes in and cooks food.
Oh, that's awesome.
We've got some great sponsors, and we put up moon bounces and things for the kids, and we just wanted to create a festival atmosphere so that the people at the hospital would be lifted up, and it might help them through the daily grind of going through their rehabilitation. That's just one of the programs at my foundation. Yeah, I've been supporting the GI Film Festival, though, going back 10 years. I remember the first one.
Yeah, did you think it was going to take off? Did you think 10 years running, this thing would be still rolling and picking up steam like it has?
Well, it was hard to tell, but they have, Brandon and Laura, who run it, mm-hmm. are very dedicated, and they have built it with, and you know, over the years, a lot of great sponsors have jumped on board. And now if you have a military-themed film, that is a go-to place for your film to be launched. At the second festival, I was an executive producer on a documentary that ended up in the festival, and the filmmaker won the award for it.
That's so awesome.
And that helped launch his film around the country. So it's a very, very good festival, and it celebrates the service of our, you know, the men and women who defend us all. And this year I said, this is the 10th anniversary. Let me donate the band and let's launch the festival with a big concert. So we're going to do that at the Howard Theater on Saturday.
Yeah, well, here's to 10 more, well, more than 10 more years. Hopefully that thing goes on forever. All right, so you got that going on. You got Walter Reed Friday, you got the GI Film Fest Saturday at Howard Theater kickoff. Tell us about the Memorial Day concert on Sunday, the 29th, and then the parade on Monday, May 30th, actual Memorial Day. What will you be doing there? You're co-hosting with Joe again, right?
Yes, I started doing the Memorial Day concert in 2005, started co-hosting in 2006. I was just a part of it in 2005, and then they asked me to come back and host it with Joe. And I've been doing that ever since. We just wouldn't miss it. It's one of my favorite things to do each year. It's a great way to pay tribute to those who have sacrificed for our country, given their lives. We have great performers every year that are going to be a part of it. Obviously Joe is going to be a part of the concert this year, as always. He's always there, and we just wouldn't miss it. We have the Beach Boys coming this year, Catherine McPhee,
Colin Powell,
Trace Adkins is coming back. He's been there before. Esai Morales, who was there last year, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Alfie Bow will be there. Colin Powell is there every year. So it's and the National Symphony Orchestra, of course. We've just got a great lineup.
Yeah.
It's always a very moving and uplifting way to honor those who have, you know, paid a price for our freedom.
That's what it's all about. And then I know during the parade, you also have some heavy hitters too. You got Phil Vassar, John Michael Montgomery, Tony Orlando. I mean, it's gonna be awesome. So we're looking forward to all of these events for sure. I know we're running up against the clock, so let's make this the last one. You're definitely proud of the Lieutenant Dan thing. You know, you've named the band after it, and I'm sure troops come up to you all the time talking about it. What do you think it is about that character that you know inspires them after all these years? I mean, I'm sure it's dealing with, you know, a war handicap. You know, when he loses his legs, but even more than that, speak sort of that transformation that Dan the character goes through of, you know, wanting to die in battle like his ancestors and suddenly learning to live again, really, and finding his peace with God.
I think that's the whole story. It's a hopeful story. It's an understandable story where you know, you see the ugliness of war and you get your legs blown off and, you know, you're injured. Lieutenant Dan has a, you know, he feels very guilty for walking his platoon into an ambush and, you know, losing his men and that kind of thing. So he's carrying a lot of anguish, a lot of anger, a lot of sadness with him. But ultimately, at the end of that story, he's standing up again. He's a successful businessman. He's married. He's moving on with his life. And that's the story that we want for all our service members coming back from war. And I think maybe that's why that particular character resonates with them so much.
Magic legs. All right, thanks so much, sir. It's an honor, and we're looking forward to all the events, and thanks again for all you do for the troops. We really appreciate it, especially here in D.C.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.